Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Folks, I love it. Used to be Democrats would run a hoax like this, and the media would be on it for months, lying and lying and lying. And they would eventually admit they were lying. They always do. When it's too late, the damage is done. You remember how it went? Russia collusion, almost 2 years. So we didn't have the ability to counter them on social media with the truth. Normally a hoax like the Epstein hoax that the Democrats launched and released just yesterday would, again, go on for weeks, if not months, and the damage would be indescribable. They'd pummel Trump down into the high 30s again with fakeness and their lies. We have X now. That changes everything. If you take one thing away from the show, I want it to be that. This hoax didn't last 3 months. Didn't last 2.5 years like Russia collusion. It lasted 12 hours. It was beautiful to watch. I saw Epstein start trending on the side of X, so I clicked on it. X is, of course, the number one news app in this country and almost every country on earth. That's good. By the time last night before I went to bed. By the time I came in this morning, the main trending word was hoax. Why? Because regular people in their pajamas could counter the Democrats' lies. They couldn't even keep it going 24 hours without a hoax. They have nothing. They've got nothing. Listen to what they did. They tried to make it sound like Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were going back and forth in an email in 2011 saying, oh, you know, basically Trump is, you know, the one guy who hasn't talked yet. And, you know, in other words, he's like a pedophile and blah, blah, blah. And what they did, it was actually pretty smart what they did and totally evil. They had 20,000 documents they got from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They released just 3 emails, which goes to show you how not a pedophile Trump is. Here's the email line that they're hinging this on. All your liberal friends are very excited today. I had liberals texting me yesterday that I know it's a long story. We got him, we got him, we got him. Oh, no. What is this? You got nothing. Here's the line in the email. This is from Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's pimp, and Epstein. I want you to realize that dog that hasn't barked is Trump. And then there's a victim's name, but it's blacked out. Victim's name, spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned. Police chief, etc. Oh, Trump was spending hours with an Epstein victim. We got him. We got him. We got him. Listen to how crooked this is. Who's the victim? Well, we had to redact her name. The Democrats said we have to protect her. No, that's not why they redacted her name. They don't need to protect her. She's dead. Her name is Virginia Guffrey. She's testified again and again and again under oath over the course of a decade that Trump was never seen with Epstein by her, that Trump never slept with the girls, that Trump never had contact with the girls, and that Trump was not a part of Epstein's network. In her final word on this, which is in her biography, was just published posthumously, She was clear. Trump was not involved. That's why they had to redact her name. This is not a gotcha. About those hours, though, that Trump spent with her, she was asked about them. She said that Trump never so much as flirted with her, that she met him through Epstein. No, she met him through her father at Mar-a-Lago. And she even said that despite Epstein claiming that Trump was one of his good friends, she never saw the two of them in the same room. So what about the communication between Virginia Guffrey, who is legitimately a victim? She was paid a multi-million dollar settlement by Prince Andrew. She was prostituted to multiple men, including a high-ranking, she said, Israeli politician that we know of. Well, what was her interaction with Trump about? Well, in her memoir, Nobody's Girl, which was published April 2025, she said Trump helped her make extra money as a babysitter for families who rented out homes at the Mar-a-Lago estate, adding, quote, Trump couldn't have been friendlier, telling me it was fantastic that I was there. She said he never flirted with her, was never inappropriate, was never seen with any of the girls, was never seen with Epstein. How do Democrats fix that for their lie? I just redact her name and then pretend they're protecting her. Again, she's dead. She didn't kill herself. But we're told she killed herself. I say that because she put out a whole video, tweet, all this kind of stuff. If I end up dead, I've communicated to my GP, to all of my, my general practitioner, all everybody around me, I will not kill myself. She killed herself. Or did not kill herself, like Epstein. Whatever. Anyway, that's where we are today. But you want to know what actually the Democrats did? You want to know the real deal? What actually is true? Not the hoax. Their new fake victim with their new fake proof. You know who's real? Nicholas Tartaglione is real. He is a disgraced former cop turned convicted murderer. He was also Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate. He filed under penalty of perjury this story that Maureen Comey, James Comey's daughter, who was working as a federal prosecutor, offered him a deal. She'd drop the charges against him and let him walk free if he made up a story about Trump being one of the pimps. But it had to be a story vague enough that Trump couldn't prove it was untrue, that he couldn't refute it. And if he would lie and do that, she would let him go free. She said the FBI were her people, not Trump's, even though Trump was in office then. Tartaglione said Epstein confided in him about the offer from prosecutors to lie about Trump and tar him with Epstein's crimes. But Epstein ultimately didn't do it. Now, you want a scandal to talk about today with Epstein? Democrats, Comey, daughter? Talk about that. That'll do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.